Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Twitter is full steam ahead on accepting the $44 billion deal Elon Musk put out there, even though he's hesitating. He's put out a tweet yesterday saying that he needs to see more evidence that, you know, half the network isn't bots. And they went ahead and dismissed that and filed their agreement. So it's full steam ahead.
Why do you guys laugh, Molly, when you do this story every day? Like, you really do not like Elon Musk buying Twitter?
No, I think it's just hysterical that this is like all over social media. Like, really, this is just back and forth, and he wants to buy it.
But admit it a little bit. You don't like Musk.
I don't like Musk. I mean, I just can't tell if he's like a Lex Luthor or a Tony Stark. It's like he oscillates every day. Like, there's one day where you're like, oh, this guy seems like he really does want to do stuff for society. And then the other day, you're like, he just wants to watch
it. I think he wants Twitter, but now it's a bad deal financially for him because it's not worth what he was going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It got hammered. I mean, its stock value is in the tank.
Yep. And that's his main source.
I think he's just a business guy. He's just negotiating.
So
the bots thing is an issue, right? Like, didn't he originally, his idea was to try and clean up Twitter?
That was his goal. That's what he wanted to do. Maybe it just became too difficult. I don't know. I don't mind Musk.
I think this is just business posturing, I'm just saying right now.
What's going to happen, though, moving forward is whether or not he buys it. It's kind of like it's egg on the face for Twitter. Like, they were willing to accept a buyout. So now everyone's like, okay, well, obviously you can't manage things. So who buys it if he doesn't? Or does it just, you know, does he just go ahead and take his ball and go make his own social network?
Which, how many other ones are out there, though? Do you ever notice they'll reference someone else's social platform? It's like stuff you've never heard of. It's like streaming services. It's like, how many platforms are you going to be on?
I know.
To try and get the straight take, you know, because everyone's like, ours is the real take, the real news.
I feel like when they say that, that's not true.
Well, it's just, it's another silo. Everybody's in their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be haters everywhere.
Political silo.
Trolls will find a way. Children ages 5 through 11 are now eligible for a booster shot of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The FDA greenlit the boosters for younger children. CDC is expected to sign off on it, and then it'll be another shot for the kids to try to help them boost against what they're expecting might be another surge coming. Congress held their first hearing on UFOs, first time since the 60s.
Ooh.
And basically what it came down to is, we know stuff. We can't tell you everything we know, because if we tell you what we know, then they'll know how we know.
What?
Basically, let's, yeah.
Back that one up.
It's, we know stuff. Like, we see these things, but if we tell you how we see them, then we're tipping our hat to our enemies what we're able to do. So it's still this sort of shell game of, yeah, we've seen stuff, we think some of it's drones, can't really go into specifics.
This is the government. Who's the we?
The it was the Pentagon testifying in front of the House Intelligence Subcommittee, the Pentagon officials. They didn't want to disclose
it
too much of
C-SPAN yesterday.
I saw a tiny bit of it, Jeff, on I don't even know where I was watching it.
Here's the scary thing. If you ever watch C-SPAN, there's like three different versions of C-SPAN. So I'm clicking around trying to find this UFO thing. And all I'm watching is senators and congressmen standing up and doing appropriations bills. Now, I know this happens every year under every president, but
yeah,
they're just writing checks all day.
Oh,
it's all people standing up with a price tag for blankety blank.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The whole bridge to nowhere doesn't build itself.
That was more frightening than UFOs are real.
One of the things that they did that, you know, there's still no government confirmation on extraterrestrial life. So if people were kind of waiting like to find out if they were going to confirm the existence of little green men, that did not happen. The U.S. government is believed to hold additional technical information, but they just don't want to disclose it to the public.
I don't think we know.
Why, yeah.
I mean, it's that's the reason they had this hearing, is they're saying this is a national security issue, because when the Navy admitted we don't know what those things are that are faster than our jets.
And they, they're
like,
fast.
You guys all need to hear this. We're going to say it again and again that that's a problem.
I know. How can you close your eyes on that?
You're saying the military needs to have a plan. Like, what's the plan here? Because pilots land on the aircraft carrier and they're like, that was a, I saw a UFO.
Yeah.
And their bosses shrug their shoulders like, well, we don't have a policy for that. Did you see any MiGs out there, Maverick? I saw a spaceship.
You're crazy.
They don't tell them they're crazy anymore.
Okay,
that's one of the other things that they were trying to do at this hearing, is destigmatize. They're like, we want pilots to tell us this stuff.
All right, so
if you see something, say something, basically.
I was telling Jeff the other day that I was driving down the road, and it was late at night, and it was like, it felt like there was just like a row of trees down. And as I'm cruising down the highway or whatever, it was pitch black. There's no lights. And I thought I saw a UFO on the other side of the trees. That was such a exhilarating feeling. It felt awesome.
When are you testifying? That's why I think it should just be a line.
He pulled over, jumped out of his car, bent over and said, take me!
Hey, you weren't there. I said, please.
There was please, yes.
Taking it to Probe Town. But people should watch those original testimonies, like 60 Minutes.
Oh, they're cool.
A whole deep dive on those Navy pilots. And it is a cool, compelling story. Those guys now have done all the talk show circuits. And the way they describe what this thing did, the tic-tac is what they describe it as, yeah. A giant tic-tac.
Pill, right? Like it looked like a pill shape.
And when they engage it, it's flying around and it's like disappearing on radar. And then it reappears above the ocean because it was out over the Pacific Ocean. And so these two F-18s start circling it. One stays high in a circle and the other guy goes low. And they say, he's describing the thing as going up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right. He's like an impossible speed right above the ocean.
Yeah, like, right above the
crazy movement signature. And he flies down to engage it. And as he flies down, it starts coming up at him, mirroring his spiral. So as he's spiraling down, it's spiraling up.
Wow.
Amazing. And then it like disappeared. So it's cool stuff. That they describe this thing doing,
and I'm sure their eyes weren't playing tricks on them. They engaged.
Right. Like, do you think it's smart enough, if it's a machine, if it's somebody else's drone, or it could be another country, that it's moving like that because it's really trying to show you, like, this is not normal.
Yeah.
I think it's in the ocean. I think there's something.
Like it goes down.
I think so. I mean, look at the weird creatures that got. Our Jeff and I dive. We see the weirdest things down there. I mean, I was just recently snorkeling and I ran across a bunch of those cuttlefish, which you see through them. And when they move, they make light. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, that's got to be alien life.
Right.
Oh, the bioluminescence type of thing.
You find out that those are the aliens.
Yeah.
They're trying to speak to you with light. Well, we saw those little baby squids. Remember when we were watching those squids?
They light up when they're mating.
Anyway, cool stuff.
Yeah, and one of the things that they're talking about, the pyramid shape ones that they've been seeing, the pyramid shape phenomenon that they've been seeing near bases, they do think that those are drones. That was one of the things that they did say. They're like, we can't go into detail.
The pyramid formation, yeah. There were like out in western Nebraska, right, where there's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. I would think that those were drones, because look at what they do with drones now. With the group, make, you know,
oh, yeah, where they can
the
make
sky.
Stuff in the sky. Yeah, yeah, those things are nuts. So that's part of the reason why they're keeping it close to the vest. They're like, we don't want, I mean, whoever's behind those drones, we don't want them to necessarily know that we know.
Well, hey, have you seen an alien or a UFO or been probed? Call us, 938-9400.
The probing, you don't hear a whole lot about it.
Well, I know, maybe
no,
they're out there.
No, not so much anymore.
Remember, maybe they blocked it out there.
I think that was their way to debunk it, but you don't hear the probe talk.
No, because it's ridiculous. I mean, they're going right through the bottom part. I mean, it amazes me that that's always the thing. They went in through the butt.
Well, if Why? You figured the fact that,
if you're
like,
an alien, wouldn't you have awesome X-ray technology?
Well, I mean, there's a portal there, so they're like, okay, there's one hole at the top, like there's one hole at the bottom. Right. Let's
like
find out what these holes go to.
It's like if an alien found an iPhone and it's trying to find where you plug it in.
Well,
like,
I got plenty of holes.
Not like that one.
It identifies
that
one side
specific.
Is your head.
Yeah.
And maybe they have heads, too. So they're like, all right, where's the other hole?
It's got to be an out hole. There's the in hole.
If there's the in hole. Oh, that's I never thought of that. In hole, out
well,
hole.
Well, and Jeez. Maybe they stop probing because, like anything, you know, with science, you're like, okay, we figured it out. Like, we don't need to dissect anymore. Like, we know how it works. So,
they're
like,
basic. They're really
like
fat inside.
An alien email went out.
Right.
They're like, that's not their mouth.
That's the out hole.
And meanwhile, all these poor guys that were just out camping down south with their buddies have to tell the town sheriff, I saw a light in the sky, but there's something else that happened.
My out hole.
We'll take that call.
We'll be back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. To the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1.
Good morning.
We didn't get a call on probes or UFOs, so apparently no one out there can remember if they've seen a UFO or a probe. A probe action.
Don't want to talk about it.
Pretty brave to come forward and be victim shamed.
Yeah. Tell us your story.
I mean, if people really got probed, you're basically like an assault victim, right?
I would think so, maybe. You know, I
feel like, you know, going to the hospital and telling you were assaulted by somebody, and they go,
hold on a second, let me get some other staff in here.
Yes, you're like, no, exactly. This really happened. You're covered in alien goo.
Goo. Like, mm-hmm.
Nobody believes you.
Hey.
You're just at an intergalactic gangbang. This happened.
Stuff got so weird.
And I liked it. No.
It'd be so scary.
Terrible. Oh, it'd be terrifying. All the sitting off the air talking about, you know, some of the shows that are out there, the documentaries, everything like that, of real life people talking about how they've been taken. And it seems very horrifying. They're like in pain and screaming.
Where they say they came back repeatedly.
Yes, they weren't done with the first
run.
When
you try and wrap your head around it, like, okay, so you were like a case.
Yeah, they were tagging you, and they follow you along, like, okay, we'll be back in, like, 6 months to see how this goes. I mean, that's some of the stuff that you hear about where it's, like, multiple abductions.
I mean, med
And you
students.
Figure, yeah, you figure if, like, if this were actually, you know, if they were using this as a study, that would be exactly how medical
Yeah,
where
the medical student is.
I guess that makes sense.
They give you a little cadaver. You know, that you work on all the time. It would be like the aliens got assigned you, Mike.
And every 6 months, they have to come and take me and put me through the ringer.
They're like, it's not fun. Mike's not the best.
No, they put it through your ringer.
My ringer.
And after 70 years of exhausted study, they're like, there's no there there. Enough with the butt. There's no there there. There's no, their soul isn't in there. Their brain isn't in there.
It's just a gaseous wasteland.
They chose the wrong hole.
Yes, they chose the wrong hole.
That's why they moved on. They're like, they're not that intelligent. The human head is located at the top of its legs between the cheeks.
you should see what they eat. Oh, God. That's a whole nother gig.
How long will the UFO symposium go?
That was just a one and done.
That's it.
Yeah, that was just a one and done. It was just a one hearing, and then they did more behind closed doors. But basically, it was just...
How no fun is that?
The UFO hearing yesterday.
I mean, I think it was just to let people know, like, we hear you. Yes, there were like, because there were, since 2004, there have been 144 confirmed, like on the record, people filed their things with, you know, the FAA or the military or what have you. And so I think this was them coming forward, like, we hear you and we, you're not crazy. Like, if you see something, it's okay to come forward and say something. I think that was the big thing for them, was getting that message out about the fact that, like, yeah, you're going to start seeing stuff. There's going to be some weird stuff out there. We can't tell you exactly how we know or what we know, because it'll tip our hat.
But you can come forward.
But yeah, please let us know if you see something.
Now, Jeff, didn't you see something in South Dakota you thought maybe was something? Because then we would go into reports. You can look that stuff up where people have sightings, and it was kind of in that area.
Yeah, it was
as well.
Francis Case. We were above the dam. But obviously it was a camp trip late at night. Everybody's drinking around a campfire. But me and Rick both thought we saw something cool. We thought it was either a drone
or satellite,
but
maybe.
What was really neat, it was like late at night and the storm was on the other side of the lake, and it was backlit by lightning. So every time the lightning would go off, you saw the storm. Have you ever seen a storm cross a lake?
Ooh. Yes, it's fantastic.
It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yes, it is.
Especially if the lightning hits the water and you see it zap.
So this is like 2 a.m. and all of a sudden, or 1 a.m. and all of a sudden the lightning starts flashing. We're like, oh, it's going to rain later. We're going to get rained on. So we're watching the storm slide across the lake, but we only see it when the lightning goes off. And when it was still way on the other side, Rick was fishing and we were standing by the lake. We started noticing 1, 2, 3 lights going left to right across the sky.
Maybe they're hiding in the storm.
Well, I still to this day wondered if it was like a weather drone that was out in front of the storm that was tracing back and forth. But anyway, we saw maybe make a handful of patterns, getting ever closer every time out in front of the storm. And it was like a reddish orange light. And it was silent. And it would just go 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4
See, don't discredit us.
It was like right to left across the sky. And then we went and told everybody at the campfire, and everybody laughed at us. And all of a sudden, 1, 2, 3, like right above us. One more pass.
How do you sleep? I mean, it's like, geez.
I know, you're so worried.
It was just, and it matched what people always describe. You know, people always thought it was a flare.
Mm-hmm.
All it was a light. It was something moving, but it was quiet. So, I mean, could that have been a drone?
Could have been an alien.
For the beginning of time, they always thought it was a weather balloon. Like, well, maybe it was a weather project. This was South Dakota. There is an air base up there.
There's an air base up there, and there's a whole lot of land. Not a whole lot of people.
Rick's kind of a funny guy, our buddy Rick. He's into this stuff, too. So he was, like, ginning me up. Like, he was like, dude. So he actually reported it on some fringe website.
Okay.
That he told me about, and I looked it up, and it's funny. You go down this rabbit hole of the reports and people who report seeing stuff and unidentified aerial phenomenon, it's pretty similar, the same stuff they always see. They see lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the deal where they always think they're flares, which is what a jet releases.
Sure, when you're getting shot at or whatever.
Oh, okay.
We see it in Ukraine all the time now. Those helicopters will bank left and go pop, 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 pop. That's the only deal that they've ever explained. But you're like, you know, that's the common thing people see. They call them... think like orange bursts.
Okay, because I would
or
like
reddish
to,
bursts in the sky.
I would like to think in my alien UFO mind that the aliens are using cover as the storm as cover to get around or something. I'm crazy.
I'm crazy, everybody.
I think in plain sight we've seen where drone technology's gone. Mm-hmm. Drones are incredible. Like if you were to pull out a drone that you could buy at Best Buy today and take it back to 1950, people would be absolutely blown away and convinced that that was a UFO.
You're damn right they would. All right, 938-9400. That's how you jump on the show. You can text us also as well. And we got that app. The app is awesome, you guys. You need to use it. They have an open mic. You can send us messages or questions, whatever you got for
us. Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes. All right, Celebrity News, Molly. What's up?
Oh, another beautiful day in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. She wrapped up her testimony and it was a sizzler.
And who's she cheating with?
Mm-hmm. That's next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Time for your celebrity news. What's up, Molly?
Yesterday was another exciting chapter in the defamation case of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Amber was on the stand yesterday. She wrapped up her testimony. She was getting cross-examined by Johnny's legal team. Man, they are just...
They're hamming her.
They are not going to be good. Like, they're not going to go out and get a drink afterwards and be like, I mean, can we just all leave it in the courtroom? It was a pretty intense day. And then two people who are, one is a friend and another is a former friend, former roommate of Amber Heard, had their depositions shown. The former friend was a weird, her name was Raquel Rocky.
Okay.
She was around for a lot of the stuff. She's like, I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
She was being ride or die for her girl.
Ride or die.
No, it was like she totally burned Amber. She's like, yeah, I don't remember it like that. Like, no. Apparently, they're not friends anymore. They're frenemies. So they haven't talked in like 6 months. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to put priorities on other relationships. And it was basically burned out on Amber.
Frenemies. God, that thing, that still exists.
Oh, yeah. So today, another exciting chapter. We will be able to see Rocky again, more of her testimony this morning. But, I mean, this week is supposed to be, you know, there's a chance that, like, Whitney, Amber Heard's sister, is going to take the stand. That'll be interesting.
It was a smoke show. And what's all this stuff coming out with James Franco? Like, they're showing clips of those two, Amber Heard and James Franco, in an elevator. They get close.
Yeah, from what I know, it was the day before that she filed for divorce, and they were all snuggling in an elevator going up.
Yeah,
they were cross-examining her therapist, and they had the therapist's notes where she had brought up James Franco. It's weird. I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with the defamation case?
No, they're just character beating her.
She was a cheater. That was what they're trying to paint her as, is that, you know, she was stepping out on him and in his own house.
This thing is just so awful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is
scorched
earth.
People love it.
I was watching it.
I bet you were.
I was like listening to it in the car. I had, you know, like it was like one of those things where I was like, I guess I could just stream this through Bluetooth. There's no reason
why. It's the female equivalent of the Masters. Everyone, all men at work had to put their screens down because all they're doing is just pretending they're being constructive, but all they're doing is watching golf.
That's what's happening.
All women are pretending.
Mm-hmm.
They got an earbud in.
They're loving it.
Well, especially yesterday with Amber on the stand, you were like, well, I got to hear this. I mean, what's she got to say about stuff?
She's not becoming more popular, I mean, for the positive reasons.
No, the court of public opinion, I mean, you know, this is going to be a losing game for her. Even if, no matter how the actual legalness of all of this shakes out, this is not a good look for
Amber. Who comes out on top, though? Who's the Cato? Who gets their own show because of this?
Oh God! The one friend who of Johnny's, you remember the guy who lived downstairs? He was like such a character, like with the New York accent. He's like, I don't know.
Is that the security guard?
No, this is the friend who's the artist who lived downstairs and had hung out with them a ton because they're friends. And they were asking him if she was wearing makeup. He's like, I don't know about women's makeup. He's like, I don't know. Like,
God, this thing is dumb.
That's Cato.
That's Cato, exactly.
We are Cato. Chris Rock could be the host of next year's Oscars. Wouldn't that be an interesting little turnabout?
Really?
The 95th, yeah, that they're considering extending it to him.
They would have him wait a year?
At least.
So it's so current. Mm-hmm. We're all still so triggered.
Yes.
Like Wanda Sykes is still mad about it, like furious, dropping F-bombs when you bring it up.
I think there's a lot of people that are mad.
So I just think it's like if you have Chris Rock come out and host the Oscars, it's going to be one big Will Smith joke all night.
Yes, and he deserves it, Jeff. He deserves it. All right, so if you just crawled out from under a rock, here's kind of what happened.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the out of me. Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your No!
I'm going to, okay?
Oh, my God.
He goes, I'm going to. Yeah. Okay, and then he went, yeah. He wanted to say something but held it back. He showed restraint. I'm going to. Yeah. No.
And the rest of the time he's on stage, his face was just, it looked like it was swollen numb because it's like it wouldn't move. You know how it is when you get stung.
Yeah. Jeez.
And that was a slap. That was a connection.
Kerschmack.
God.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about the idea of him hosting.
Why? Why not let him host?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's great. Like, what a great honor. But it's sort of also one of those things, like you said, is it just going to be that low-hanging fruit all night? Like, okay, well, you're here because we know what happened last year.
I hope
so. Do you want to make an entire award ceremony about one bad moment from the year before?
That's what I'm saying.
Will won't be there.
Right. No,
although
no, he will not.
Have a split screen that shows where Will Smith is at all times.
Yeah. Yes.
If he starts moving...
A little dot in the city.
You know, like when Godzilla's approaching on the radar.
You better
the
watch.
The dot is getting closer to the Staples Center.
There's been seismic activity.
Watch out when he's walking out of the building. Jeez. All right, we're going to get you updated from what happened last night. What's the news, Molly?
Hot new wedding trend. Brides are ditching the traditional white dress for this color.
Ooh. All right, that's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Here's your Channel 94.1 news update with Molly on the Big Party Morning Show.
Tornado season is here, and it looks like the UNL tornado tracking team is back. They had to take a break during the pandemic, but the high-tech storm chasing team led by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln atmospheric scientist is on the road again. $4 million grant from the National Science Foundation. And they want to better understand the structure of tornado-forming cells.
And just so they're out there chasing storms?
Yeah.
Is it like the movie Twister where they put balls up in there? And
I think that it was turned out to be a real thing.
Yeah.
Now they can do it with a drone.
You're right. Yeah, before.
Flies it into there. It's a 17-member team, and they've got drones, and they're using, like, advanced radars to try to collect information. They want the big thing is early detection. And to give people more lead time to seek shelter.
Sure.
Again, the plot of Twister.
Exactly.
If only we had more time. That's why if I could get Dorothy in the path of a Twister, maybe a family unlike mine would have more time. By the way, that's the movie down at Sokol Park.
Falconwood.
Falconwood Park,
yeah.
Formerly Sokol, is tomorrow night the free movie in the park on the big screen. It's
the drive-in.
Twister.
Yes, the free drive-in that they're doing at
Falconwood. Because it's in memory of 5 years ago they got hit by a tornado down there.
Yep.
That'd be a cool thing to see outside.
Well, one of the scenes from Twister is a Twister hitting a drive-in theater.
Don't say that.
No, it's one of the famous scenes.
The lightning
People are
flashes.
There.
The
lightning flashes.
Backlights it, and everyone's like, oh, my God. It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex coming.
Yeah. They're just sitting there watching. They're like, oh, let's go get popcorn. But this is the research team are going to be in the field for the next month, and they're going to be tracking storms, not just here in Nebraska, but from Texas all the way up to the Canadian border.
Who's got the best weather team? You know, it's got to be probably University of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. They're right in the heart of it, aren't they? The alley. The tornado alley. Yeah.
There's new research or new statistics coming out. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that traffic fatalities hit a 16-year high last year. It was up 10% over the previous year, 2020,
that's
and
the
highest
States.
Levels.
That's
the highest hop in 1 year in recorded, you know, since they started taking numbers. So obviously anyone who drives, you've seen how crazy people drive. And sadly, there's just so many headlines, even just locally, of traffic accidents
Seems
and
like
fatalities.
Every day. Over 46,000 people died.
I think it's the fact that, you know, nobody puts the phone down now. It's 100% distracted drivers.
They've got to get that taken care of, man, somehow. Somehow the car makers or whatever have got to figure that out.
The biggest increases they found were from multi-vehicle crashes, crashes on urban roads, and accidents involving drivers over 65 years old. Those were the breakouts that they found. People Magazine may soon be ending its weekly print edition.
oh no, what are we going to do?
I mean, what am I going to look at in the grocery store line and not buy by the time I get up to the front?
I know, none of us buy it. Like, when was the last time you thumbed your fingers through a People magazine?
Yeah, it's been a
long time.
But we still report their stories. Like, every year we're doing their sexiest man, sexiest lady poll. And
sure.
There's always on the cover, it always seems like it's still Megan and what's her name? Markle and her hubby, the prince.
Prince Harry?
Yeah.
People magazine
going to kind of suck, though, because now you were right. You won't be, what are you going to look at?
I don't know.
While you're waiting for the person in front of you to buy lottery tickets or cigarettes. No, to the left. I'll do Marlboro Ultras. No, behind you. No, left. No, left. That's the point where I turn and I start reading the headlines. I'm like, ooh.
Bat Boy gives birth to cat? What?
Oh, Bat Boy.
I mean, those
you're like, Rebel Wilson really has lost a lot of weight.
Those veneers make her smile look so different. You turn into catty as you're unloading your groceries onto whatever the thing's called.
The counter?
Yeah, the belt, whatever. But InStyle and Entertainment Weekly are the ones that also quit printing. And I guess the People magazine got bought out by this new conglomerate that did that. So they're like, I don't think, unless they're coming out with special themed issues, like you were talking about, like the sexiest person alive, it's probably going to just be all online.
Have you guys been?
I think they sold it. Like, how many would you have to ship to a store?
I don't know. 5.
Just the one.
How many aisles are there?
Put it up where everyone can see it, right?
I just noticed that Family Fair, where I go to on Q Street, when you do your own checkout, because that's what we all do now, there was a TV screen they added, and it plays like happy stuff, happy stories as you're checking out.
Because what you can't be
without, you can't be without content for 2 seconds while you check things out.
How strange is that? I even said something to him. I'm like, this is new. You know, sometimes you go to the gas station, you're filling up, and a TV pops on. That's like, ingenious. I can see that.
They're like, listen, Mike, but I know you're here every day.
Yeah, I mean, you think that the People magazine, you could just have the one magazine on display with a QR code. You know, say, hey, you want to read about this Rebel Wilson thing? Scan the thing and
you're right.
Maybe they already do. Yeah, but that seems sad. I mean, that's how many years has People magazine been around?
Like 50 years. Wow. They were talking about. I mean, I mean, you're starting to see a lot of these. People will continue to publish weekly as they've done for the last 50 years, but that, you know, they're saying it's cost cuts. I mean, just how sustainable is it to have those magazines when everything's already been printed online? But it is kind of one of those things where it's like, well, what about beaches? What about on the beach? Or like hanging out in a doctor's waiting room? What are we supposed to read then?
Whatever the doctor got and brought in?
Yes. Usually it's like People magazine, and then they've ripped off the address so you can't, you know, stalk your doctor to where they live.
They still have highlights?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They had like the Where's Waldo kind of character on the cover.
The Gilbert, the two boys, the one where it's like, be like the nice one and not like the naughty one.
What is this? Highlights.
Highlights. And then they have like the picture search where it's like, find the paintbrush in like this picture of the beach or whatever, that kind of thing. Yeah, they still have that.
Have you guys ever taken that insert out of a magazine before because you want to subscribe? Stole it?
Yes, from the doctor's office. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get this. Yeah.
You feel like you're doing something nefarious, like I'm stealing this insert.
I just always
really
love-
they don't care. They're like, just take it
I
with
can't
you.
Even remember the last time I read a magazine.
I read
meaning holding the paper in my hand.
Yeah, man.
And not on an iPad.
It's been a while, unfortunately. That's the reason why they're not printing anymore.
I mean, shouldn't that be good news for the trees?
Hey,
I mean,
yeah,
it's great news
right.
for trees, but I mean, what do you do about like airports and stuff? You know,
bring your own crap.
I know, but how many times is it just a crime of opportunity? You're getting ready to go on to a flight and you're like, maybe I'm not going to dig this show that I downloaded. I mean, it used to be that you'd stop and you'd pick up a good magazine or a good book or something.
I don't have time to stop and buy a magazine because I'm frantically downloading the Netflix show that I told myself I was going to do the night before, as I've done the last 700 times I've flown. So you're using airport Wi-Fi.
Don't work.
You're the last aboard the plane. You're watching the little timer. You're like, come on. I don't have enough shows downloaded. You're downloading 4 hours of programming for a one-hour flight.
Yeah, it's,
you're like, I'd like to have options.
That's how I am.
They're calling you at the gate. I still won't get up.
You're like, I have 2 more minutes to download. Can we just hold the flight, please?
I have never been successful in downloading anything at an airport. That's awful.
I did it last week at Epley.
You were able to?
Yeah, the Boeing network or whatever you have to do. But the worst thing is like, I love it when they ask you, like, do you want to buy the $9.99? I'm like, no, just get me to the free Wi-Fi. I forgot to download my show.
Yep.
Yeah, well, people.
Sitting there watching people enjoy pitch wine.
Pilots probably doing the same thing.
No kidding. Wedding trends. This year we're supposed to have a ton of weddings on account of the fact that the pandemic pushed so many people off from doing their plans. And a trend that is heating up is black wedding gowns. Black wedding dress. I guess the Google search has gone up. And even such big name chains like David's Bridal, which previously only offered black wedding dresses by like custom order, will have black versions of their most popular wedding styles in select stores for the first time this fall.
I don't mind black at all. Wow.
No one is untouched. There's not a single untouched woman left.
If you're a virgin, you wear white. Mm.
Brides are turning to like blue and champagne, purple, red. But I guess the big thing has been unconventional colors.
I know. What do you think of black?
I mean, I
it's like what you wear to a funeral.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You're right. It just says they've been around the block 100 times.
It just sounds like a goth wedding, right?
I mean, you know me. I love black, but I don't even think that I would necessarily do a black wedding dress.
Wait, what color is your white, right?
Mine was like off-white. Okay. White's a tough color. That's the one thing. A real, true, bright white is tough to pull off.
Don't you want to be offset off of who the groom is, right? So you would want him to wear a white suit?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
So the colors pop?
Yeah, I guess you're right if you're wearing black.
Suddenly he looks like, what's his name from Fantasy Island?
Yes.
The plane. Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, Ricardo.
Smiles, everyone, smiles. I just was surprised to see that this is catching on. I mean, they're saying, like, this is a real deal. Like, there have been so many asks that now a lot of these places are starting to be like, all right, we'll just have them on hand because people are already trying to buy those options on the website. So much so that they're like, let's just get them in stores. Hmm. I've seen like off-white. I've never seen a color like black before. I mean, that would be
seems
something.
Like a witch. I don't know. I'm trying to picture it in my head.
I looked at some of the dresses. They're pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, but they don't. The thing about them is like, I suppose if there's a practical side of you, of like, I could wear this again because it's black, you know? I mean, as opposed to, it's hard to repurpose a wedding dress after spending that kind of money.
Oh,
you know, wedding dress looks like a
box.
Wedding dress.
Yeah, that just goes into a box.
So maybe that is something, but no, I don't know if I could do, I don't know. Maybe there's people listening out there that are like, I'm totally going to be rocking a black wedding dress when I get married this year.
I'd love to see it, actually. But you're right, Jeff. I think the groom should wear white.
Well, just so the colors offset each other. You would have two people standing up there and, you know, he's got a dark tuxedo on or a suit. She's got a black dress. It would look weird.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then the bridesmaid. You got those dresses, which are always...
They all wear
white. Are just designed to make the brides look ugly.
Absolutely.
Or the bridesmaids. Don't look as good as me.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Good morning. Rise and shine, little pumpkins. Okay, open mic right here. And our open mic exists on our app that you should have on your smart devices. You just tap and leave us a message and we play it.
It's like the fourth microphone.
Yeah.
You're the fourth member of the show. And you go to the app and you turn your microphone on and you go, I got a little tidbit.
I got something to say.
Here's a message here, right here.
The black wedding dress came from way back. You get
Let me fix that here. I'm sorry. That was an operator error here. Here we go.
The black wedding dresses came from way back. Look at your great-great-grandparents.
All right, so the deal is that the black wedding dresses are coming, or I guess coming back.
They're saying they're a trend, right? Which we think is weird. A black wedding dress is trendy this year.
I haven't been to a whole lot of weddings in my life. All that's everybody ever wore was white or off-white. I know white is for if you're untouched.
I don't know if anybody goes by that anymore. Honestly, like having been a bride, I don't necessarily think. I think it comes down to what goes with your skin tone, what dress that you like. I mean, there's nobody really invoking that anymore. I mean, gone are the days of like, no, you won't. I mean, that is like old school. I just remember when I was picking out a wedding gown, my grandma was old school Irish Catholic, and her big thing was strapless. She didn't want to see, like, she didn't want, you needed to wear sleeves. You needed to have something cover your shoulders. I just remember that being a thing.
And was yours, I'm trying to
I had, it. I had, mine was, like, sleeveless, but it wasn't strapless. But my cousin who got married and had a strapless dress had, like, a little jacket made on account of the fact that when she was in church and she was having her ceremony, she wanted to have her cover her shoulders covered, you know, because my grandma was like so adamant about that.
Cover your shoulders.
No, isn't that funny though? But like, I mean, I do remember that being a thing, that was like something where it was like, hey, just a heads up, like, yeah, that's a beautiful dress, but what are you going to wear in church? Like, that's fine for the reception and that's fine for the photos outside. But when you're in there and you're making the sacrament,
cover your shoulders. I can't find the history of the black wedding dress. They're just saying that the white dresses only became a thing after the late 1800s when Queen Victoria in England wore a white wedding dress.
Oh, and that's what triggered it.
So the tradition before was any color. That's all I'm seeing on the interweb. She said maybe our great-grandparents would remember it. They were saying, like, sometimes the bride would wear a black dress if she was marrying a man who was a widower.
Oh, okay.
We watched the Paramount show, what was it, 1883?
Yeah, 1883.
Where, like, everybody dies every 4 feet.
Yes.
and you got it. You just pick up and marry whoever's standing next to that person.
And isn't that interesting? Because
he's like, look, you're going to now marry that other guy. You're going to die.
Go lay down by a river and die.
Like, Molly, you would have had to have brought, like, Peter's best friend and brother.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, we always joke about the fact that, like, if something happens to Peter, he's like, well, you know you're going to have to marry my brother, Jim. You know, like,
that would happen.
Like, that would be the thing.
You're covered in Peter's fresh spattered blood. And I'm like, pick up, marry the next guy. We're moving on.
You can't be solo.
You got to watch 1883. It's the greatest show ever. So that would be the logic of that. If I've lost my prior wife, the bride wears a black dress in respect to that.
I would think that makes sense to me. I love symbolism in ceremonies like that. Like in China, I know the dress is red. Wedding dresses are red. And
like
it's been
red.
Like that for like 650 years.
God, they that wear wedding. Jazzy.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
If you're the groom and you wear a red tuxedo,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. What are you wearing to your wedding? Red.
I love red.
Red would be sweet.
Who just wore red? Didn't somebody wear red? Or is that's something like Harry Styles is always rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wore a red suit to something recently.
The Weeknd always used to wear that red. Wasn't it red? God, I'm stupid.
He would wear like that red bolero, like Post Malone. Are you talking about Post Malone? No, sorry.
We know nothing here today.
We're just a bunch of... It's all right.
It
you know what? That's why you, the fourth member of the show, needs to call in and fact check us.
Help us
like
out.
Every second.
Open mic us.
Please.
That's how we get you in, people. Come on. Celebrity news is coming up.
Well, that Yellowstone prequel...
Oh my God.
Huge names being added to the upcoming season.
Casting.
I
That's
cannot
how big
wait.
These shows are. So when we're talking about 1883.
That's a spinoff of Yellowstone.
And so they got mega casting for the next version, which is like, what, 1930-something?
It seems like it's this whole series because this guy who created Yellowstone has so many spinoffs in the works right now that it reminds me of Star Wars when everybody wanted to, all the celebrities wanted to be a part of it.
You know Taylor what I mean? Sheridan. He is such a prolific writer. He's the guy.
Yes. He does not believe that shows should have an ending. You shouldn't have to wrap a show around it. She said it's perfectly fine just to leave it alone and let it, that masterpiece be what it is. And he does a great job at it. So we'll get to that next. Stay with us.
To the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
Celebrity news with Molly.
Well, Harrison Ford is coming to the small screen. It looks like Yellowstone's next incarnation is going to be set in the 1900s. 1932. It's going to have Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, and it's going to follow the Dutton family in the time of Prohibition.
How crazy is that, people? If you have not drank the Kool-Aid on Yellowstone in 1883 and everything this Taylor Sheridan does, you need to. He also does Mayor of Kingstown. And now you got Harrison Ford.
He's fantastic. All right, so when is
which do you like more, Yellowstone or 1883? Do you like the prequels more than the current?
I like 1883. Love the prequels. Oh, I love the prequels.
And it's about, where do they wind up? They're just like Montana ranchers or they're Wyoming?
They're making their way to Montana. That's apparently, it's still the story of them on their way.
To Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, God, it's just so damn good.
Why don't you go lay down by a river and die? If I see you again, I'll kill you myself. You people are not ranchers. You need to get that through your thick skull.
Pioneers.
You're damn pioneers. Your ranchers, when you get there, you got to get there. And they just die at a murderous clip. Like every time they run into a river, half of them drowned.
Yes.
They get hit by a tornado.
That was a little weird. Because you remember that daughter was making love to the Native American during the tornado.
Talk about like, riding the storm out.
Yeah.
And there's bandits everywhere.
I'm just...
Terrible bandits.
This is real stuff.
Bushwhackers.
Too. Real stuff. I am just amazed, though, when you know, someone dies, like a lover or however you want to place it, how you're just instantly moved on and you don't even feel anything. You're like, next.
I guess there's no time to cry.
That should be a new movie.
These were hard people. That's why everybody should watch it. I'm telling you, it's the American, it's our story. So that was the Oregon Trail.
Yes, I believe so. That was the Oregon Trail.
From Texas up to the... To the Northwest.
Remember, they gave a bunch of money out to get these pioneer leaders or whatever.
Go West, Sam, young man.
Sam Elliott to take these people to free land.
Oh, and none of them speak English.
Free land.
And Sam has to keep yelling at them. Which one of you speaks English? You're in charge.
Oh, and they ate sometimes good steak. Half
people,
or full.
People, get on the bandwagon. On.
So Paramount Plus, it's coming, set to debut in December.
Right.
Chris Rock could be hosting the Oscars next year. The 95th Annual Academy Awards is set to air Sunday, March 12th, 2023, live on ABC. And they're saying maybe Chris Rock could be pegged to host the show. Mixed reviews about whether or not that's a good
idea. Kevin Hart to do it. He's ready.
Yeah, I know. Give him his shot.
Do the make good with Kevin Hart, then give it to Chris
Absolutely.
Rock.
Here's what went down.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the out of me.
You put my name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Wanda Sykes was just in People Magazine. She said Wanda Sykes, you know, was one of the three hosts. She did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since her hosting got interrupted by this incident, she said she's still traumatized.
Yeah.
Said, I can't talk about it. I get emotional. And then she got mad. Like, she dropped some words.
Well, think about that. She's, I mean, good Lord, it was live for those people. They had to witness the whole thing. And
oh, yeah, being in a room.
She said, I couldn't believe he was still sitting there like an a-hole. Shouldn't you be sitting there with a lawyer or LAPD, you MF-er? I hope he gets his blank together. Until then, blank him.
Like, wow, that's an anger right there. She's definitely affected her.
You can read some people that posted about it, like anyone that was in the audience, like anyone. You didn't even have to be a celebrity. Anyone that was there that night said there was so much tension in the room after that. And nobody paid attention to anything else because even if you're up on the balcony, you were like, what happened down there?
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of we were in a meeting a long time ago and somebody got angry and yelled at somebody and how cold that room got instantly and no one knew what to say.
Especially when no one addresses it. So they said everyone in the audience was waiting for someone like, is somebody going to address this thing?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Is somebody going to be the grown up and say,
hold it together.
James Corden was on the show earlier this week. L.A. is under a water shortage, so one of the things that they're asking people to do is to shorten and limit their shower time.
Yeah, they want to cut it like 4 minutes shorter than what you normally do or something like that.
And apparently James Corden's like, I got no problem with this. He says that he's in and out of the shower in 3 to 4 minutes. He uses soap, but get a load of this. He doesn't wash his hair.
He washes hair like what, once a month?
Once every 2 months.
Oh, jeez. And he has like nice hair.
That poor hair and makeup person who's like, oh.
Why? Because it's greasy? It's naturally greasy.
You just got to think. I mean, I think hair adapts. Like, if you really train it, it will, you know, get used to if you shower and wash it every day, then your hair is going to be like, I need that. But if you go a while. But that is so European. I mean, he is British, but that is so European to say like.
He only washes his hair once every 2 months. My grandma never washed her hair, and we used to kind of tease her behind her back. God rest her soul. She just didn't like getting it wet. She didn't want to have to do it.
Yeah, because they
remember like old ladies have to get their hair done.
Yes, they had to go in.
It was just like a giant white frock.
Yeah. And then they'd wrap it at night. So it could stay. Like, that was the thing. Like, you'd go, you'd get your hair done. Like, these old birds would go get their hair done. They would get it hairsprayed within an inch of its life. And then at night, you'd kind of wrap it.
Yeah, it was like.
So it didn't get, like, all mussed up. And so then the next day, you just kind of had to, like, fluff it a little bit.
Their hair was like a flower arrangement at a wedding.
Every day. Perfect hair.
Guys wore hats. Women cared about their hair. Simpler times.
Now lay down by a river. Okay, 938-9400. Wings and rings, that's the deal today. Go to the website and get steals and deals there. You got half price. If you're not familiar with it, we always got this every single Wednesday, and it's a good one. $30 is what it is, but it's $15.
And when it goes live, it's going to go fast.
It will.
It goes live in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's so
at 8 o'clock, go to the website. If you like wings and rings.
I love it.
Snare those up. They're going to go quick.
All right. We'll be back with your news update. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Children ages 5 through 11 now eligible for a booster shot of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. FDA greenlit it. Now just takes the CDC to sign off, and the kids can get that a little additional boost. Four teams are back on the ice tonight. Stanley Cup playoffs. Two series begin when Carolina Hurricanes host the New York Rangers and the Calgary Flames host the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, yeah. It's the Battle of Alberta.
Ooh. Gonna be big in Canada. U.S. women's soccer team, they won their fight for equal pay. 6-year battle, finally be paid the same as the men's soccer team.
Break that ceiling. Oh. Break that damn ceiling.
Broken.
That was just revealed a little bit ago this morning, and it runs through 2028. Includes combining and then splitting the World Cup prize money, part of a settlement deal reached in February, give women players back pay as
those
well.
Ladies are pretty badass.
Yes, mm-hmm. they are. They play
that
great.
Megan Rapinoe with that pink hair. Have you ever seen her wife? Her wife is Seattle Storm basketball player Sue Bird. They're like a power couple.
Oh, really? A power couple.
So you
couple,
got women's soccer. You got WNBA. Yeah, she's always fighting for them.
And, you know, the women's soccer team, USA, they're a fantastic team.
They don't dive.
They don't dive. Then they win.
There's not a lot of theatrics. Yeah, there's not a lot of that, like, oh, wait, I've reanimated. I'm
no,
fine.
They get up. They're like, I've had children. Like, all of them have had babies. Like, every woman on that pitch has literally had a child and gone back and played soccer. So when you kick them in the shin, it hurts. But they're like, I've had worse.
Yeah,
even though the men get kicked and they're like, oh, my God. They roll around.
I'm going down.
Now, in their defense, I think they're just stalling.
Because you never see.
Yeah, the other guys don't complain on the other team. Everybody takes a breather.
Like, I was just say it's rest.
Because you're running nonstop.
I don't know how you do that. I don't even know how you run.
I get tired watching.
As parents wait for formula to get restocked on the shelves, pediatricians are putting out warnings about formula alternatives. So the baby formula shortage has some families scrambling. And the American Academy of Pediatrics wants to remind people that infants over the age of 6 months, they can have whole milk, but it you need to be sure that they don't have a dairy allergy, and it can't be until after 6 months. A pediatric dietitian with the University of Texas says that parents should never give cow's milk to kids under the age of 6 months. A lot of parents are trying to figure out, you know, what to do. There's been a run on breast milk banks, which before was sort of like these niche little institutions. And now people are becoming more and more reliant on getting them.
New York Times has a headline that says that two children have been hospitalized because of the formula shortage.
Oh, that's awful.
Which is unfortunate. Remember, this major factory got shut down because they thought it was unsafe, but then that's now making it unsafe for kids.
I know. It's a lack. I tried to punk Wylene, the wife, the sweet Wylene. I told her that they're going to be using horse milk.
Oh, my gosh, really? She's like, does she just ever look at you and go, nobody gets it?
Every time.
That poor woman.
Every time.
She's got to get hammered by dad jokes all day. Right, with no one, there's no one there to witness this.
Oh, just her and I.
Just her. She has to suffer this indignity alone.
Yeah.
She's like, horse milk, really, Mike?
That's pretty much what she said.
It didn't go far. Just, you know what they call that? Mare milk.
Mare milk?
That's the term, mare milk.
Oh, there's actually horse milk. I guess I didn't realize there was horse milk.
Sure, they have to nurse their colts.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If it's got nipples, you can milk it. I've got nipples.
Greg?
Can you milk me?
So men can't help out with theirs. We don't produce milk.
Mares make milk to feed their foals.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we could do a little research on your dumb jokes. Fluff it up a little bit, you know? Maybe the hens got a chance.
She's like, horse milk actually does exist. I'm going out for a bit. I might not never be home.
No going out joke. For cigarettes. You don't smoke, Wylene. Exactly.
I'm
going
to start.
It's a daily adventure at the house.
Yes. I can only imagine. You definitely know how to keep things interesting. Oh, yeah.
My biggest thing lately is like, oh, my God. You know what, Wylene? She's like, what? I go, you're hot.
Well, that's kind of sweet.
And she's like, what? Is that just dawning on you?
His party's probably naked, standing in front of the fridge, getting a pitcher of margaritas.
Waiting for her to say it back. Still waiting.
Still waiting.
You guys see that story about the Pope that's viral right now?
What about him?
He was, his knee's been bothering him, so he's had to be in a wheelchair, pushed around. He was out on location somewhere, and some guy asked him if his knee was okay. And he had said that he needs a shot of tequila to fix it.
That's his recipe for a wounded knee is a shot of tequila.
How funny is that?
I know. You never hear about popes drinking.
No. I think he was joking. Do.
Come on,
know,
man.
But, no, but you don't hear him talking about it.
No,
you
true.
You would think it would be like wine back in the sacristy, but tequila?
Yeah. It was just a nice back and forth with the guy. And the guy said, I'm glad to see you smiling.
I mean, he's Argentinian.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought the same thing. I mean, he's such a... He's a great pope. I love the fact that tequila's his go-to.
And I was worried when he was in a wheelchair. I'm like, oh, man, come on. But, yeah, it was just a knee issue.
Summer vacation. So nearly 80% of American travelers plan on taking a trip this year. Where should you go? Well, Wallet Hub is out with a list of their top summer travel destinations. And Omaha, Council Bluffs, made the top 40 list. We ranked 36th out of 100 metro areas.
You've done this all week. We're always 30 and up.
We're a travel destination?
That's what I was surprised. Best places to visit in summer. Number one is Orlando, Florida, followed by like Washington, D.C., which I thought was kind of what a swampy time of year to be there. Everybody leaves.
All the stuff to see, though.
Yes, it's just a miserable time weather-wise.
You go see the White House.
Hey, we got a zoo.
Tampa was number three, followed by Austin, Texas, and then rounding out the top five was Salt Lake City, Utah. But they were, I mean, it's crazy. Like, Honolulu was number seven. So, I mean, it's all over the place. Minneapolis, eight. Cincinnati was nine.
All right, after listing all these, I can truly see why we're 36.
Right.
I don't know. That's just amazing. I mean, what? These are people that don't live here.
Yes, they come
here.
Tell
me someone in another state and city slammed the laptop down. When, honey, I found where we're going.
Where?
Omaha. There's your dumb dad joke. The wife goes, haha, that's funny.
What, like Omaha Beach? Like you're taking me to France? No. Omaha, Nebraska. Like you need to sleep on the couch.
We're in front of Denver.
How?
I don't know.
It goes Milwaukee 35, Omaha 36, Denver 37.
I love Omaha.
Nashville's 39. Nashville's
39. Like,
how
are we above in Nashville?
It's got to be College World Series. It's got to be Berkshire, maybe.
No, the guy who wrote the article's from Omaha.
Okay, it's him, too.
We are ahead of Nashville. We're ahead of Denver. We're ahead of Chicago and Virginia Beach. Like, what?
No, the guy that wrote the article was raised in Connecticut.
Oh, he is? Okay. Maybe he's married to someone who's from Omaha.
Virginia Beach is a badass place to visit.
No kidding. I'm like, we're ahead of Virginia Beach. We're ahead of San Francisco.
Shouldn't we be celebrating this?
Molly's hometown of Chicago's 44. No, because we want to keep this place a secret.
That's right. That is so true.
I mean, we're coming in again above Kansas City, which that I like. We can pop our collar a little bit because we kicked butt against Kansas City, Missouri. But still, like the other ones are kind of like, this is sort of... So one of the weird things is about 54% of summer vacation plans have changed. And it has to do with the cost.
Oh, yeah.
So people are kind of like getting maybe, and that could possibly play into why Omaha is making the list on something like this, is the affordability. You can come here, you can have a good time, and it's not going to break the bank. A lot of people have made shakeups with their summer plans. They still want to go on vacation, but they need to reduce their travel budget. Some people are reducing their travel budget by an average of $1,600.
I would just be a mean dad. I would be like, I'm sorry, we're not going on vacation this year. I can't afford it.
There's camping. Let's go camping.
Camping.
There's so many other things you could do. Camp in your backyard. That's fun.
Less expensive destinations. Yeah. Sometimes you just want to get out of town. Even if you can't afford it, you're like, we just need a change of scenery.
I mean, I don't remember that many hoity-toity crazy vacations when I was younger.
I remember one road trip.
It was a lot of jumping in the car and driving someplace like Colorado. And right, that's on the cheap. It's just gasoline.
Yes. It's just gasoline. And ours was, we went to California once to see my relatives. But outside that, we never left the state.
The bar is so much higher, though. Like for us when we were little, the pool at the hotel was a big deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They had an indoor pool at the hotel. That's all you needed.
That's
that
it.
That was, to me, the vacation.
Right.
We would, our vacations were, it seemed like it was every weekend, we'd go to the Platte River, and there, you got the river, you got sandbars, and we'd be just swimming like catfish.
Yeah, we'd get cabins at Platte State Park.
Yeah.
We would get cabins out there. You could even rent teepees. And I remember going out to Louisville, you know, or Louisville, and being able to, like, have your camper out there or, you know, put up a tent.
I want to go camping now.
But that was the big thing. Like, a lot of it was tents. A lot of it was, like, you just wanted to swim. Like, I mean, and that's sort of, like, having two small kids, that's pretty much all they want to do. I mean, we've gone to some, you know, middle of nowhere locations on our way to other places, and they've had a blast just because the hotel had a pool. And they'll be like, oh, can we go back to Springfield, Illinois? I'm like, said no one ever. And they're like, that hotel was awesome. Like, okay, it was like $50. So sure.
So everybody's changing their plans, huh? To save
of course, we didn't get raised with Great Wolf Lodge.
No, that is
true. You know, when they hand you a Harry Potter wand and you can activate things on the walls. I mean, the bar is higher.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's really.
Wow.
Yeah, they give you a Harry Potter wand. And when you point it at things, they come alive. Like the wall.
I want to go to this place.
Right. How many adult nerds are pretending they have kids? We're like, I haven't seen your kids in 3 days. They're both wearing robes.
They're around here somewhere just having the best time ever.
Cheeky tackle of the day. I put a bell on you to shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I want to go to this
that
place.
Was the tech, like, a decade ago, so I'm sure it's even updated.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. I bought Molly lunch yesterday in Chicago when I was here. We'll talk about next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Greetings, creatures. All right, so I bought Molly lunch. All right, so here's the deal. Taco Bell's Mexican pizza is back, I believe, tomorrow. But if you had that app, I was able to order it ahead of time and pick it up. And you guys asked me, can I do that in Chicago, being here?
It's like sharing your Netflix password.
Right.
That's what I did.
He shared his Taco Bell app.
Yeah, I just ordered it for her, paid for it, and let her go about her way, and she picked it up. Did you? You picked it up, and everything was good?
Oh, yeah. I rolled right up there like, oh, it's right here for you. They had already made it. It was all set, ready to go. I was living my best life, man. I came home. I cracked open that Mexican pizza. Kept streaming that Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. I was like, I'm in my happy place.
Passed out on the couch. Pierre came home, took off his tie, went upstairs and cried.
It was a gut bomb. I went and got it too. And
yes.
I instantly went a little slow motion and lay on the couch.
I couldn't never finish it.
You couldn't finish it? What's wrong with
you? It's been off the menu for 2 years.
It's bigger than I remember. They made the. It's bigger.
Is it really? Okay. Maybe that's their deal.
It seems like it's because it used to just be tostada shells. And now it seems like that. I mean, those were pretty sizable. I mean, even the container, I was like, I don't remember it being this big. All right. I mean, it was almost like getting like a pan pizza.
I'd actually agree with you now, because now I'm remembering the size of the original box. And this box was big.
Yeah. When they handed it to me, I was like, oh, okay.
But it kind of gave me that feeling of the McRib, you know? Like, I missed it when I was trying to get in shape, and they'd start whispering about, you know, it coming back out. I did say to Wileen, I'm like, I'm a little worried about this Mexican pizza because I love it so much that I'll just eat it every day. But then after I ate it yesterday, I was like, I'm good for a little bit. Like the McRib, you do it once, it comes, they take it away, they bring it back, and you're like, ooh, the McRib, let me do it again. And then you realize, why did I do that?
Oh, I'll get another one this week.
Oh, you will?
Oh, yeah.
So the rest of us all have to wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, till Friday. Jeff, I so badly want
Thursday.
One.
Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. You know what? I thought it was Thursday. Sorry. No,
you're not reading your app, man.
I know. Well, I don't need
to. You only got the early access yesterday and today.
All right. Do you
available
want one?
At participating locations. No.
Why?
You know you want to, Jeff.
Jeff, come on. You will love this thing. I swear. It will. You'll love it. You'll love it so much. Something about it. You don't even need a fork. I don't eat a fork. I just have to have napkins. Then I just make a mess of myself. And I just coat it with hot sauce. So it's dripping. And then the cheese.
Dolly Parton's coming out with a TikTok musical about the Mexican pizza, by the way.
If it wasn't for her, it wouldn't be coming back.
Comes out next week.
Okay.
TikTok Dolly Parton Mexican pizza musical.
Does that get you going? Now do you want one?
Mm-hmm.
Another reason to love and thank Dolly Parton.
I don't think of Mexican pizza when I think of Dolly Parton.
No, neither do I.
She must love them, man, because she was bothered by the fact that they took it off the menu. You know, so. But you know what, Molly? I do think they pre-make them or something now, because when I pulled up, normally it takes a second.
Mm-hmm.
The guy literally opened up the thing and handed it to me.
Same with me. It was cold.
And then he said, thanks for waiting.
The only people who ordered it yesterday.
No, that's not true.
That was why I will get another one either tomorrow or Friday.
It was cold. Well,
It wasn't. Oh, no, but that's not your fault. Like, they had it already made. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, here's your order. I was like, oh.
They're like, by the way, we know this isn't from your app. So tell your loser friend in Nebraska to quit cheating. It's like stealing someone's Netflix password.
It was.
You're going to get shut down.
I was worried. Believe me. Because I had to change the address in order to go to my local Taco Bell. And I was thinking, are they going to, like, call me out when I pull up?
It's Taco
like a
Bell.
Like, of interstate trading? You were over state lines.
Yes. Mexican. You
committed not a felony. Controlled substance. Though
what
it,
you did,
it
sir,
feels
if
like
you
it.
Committed a felony, the moment that Taco Bell Mexican pizza went over state lines, it became a felony.
So did you throw away the rest of it?
No, I set it aside because I was like, all right, I'll make another run at this.
Who in town has a equivalent, though? Does Amigos, the Shmigos? No. Some fast food Mexicans got to have an equivalent
it
of
really
that.
Is
Taco
uniquely,
John's?
No, it's really only is thing. Uniquely Taco
it's,
Bell.
It is its only thing. It has no lettuce on it, Jeff. It's its only thing. Otherwise, you're thinking of like maybe a taco pizza, which is all right. But this is just truly what they call a Mexican pizza. It's
what about Romeo's?
No, Romeo's has a taco.
It's not your typical restaurant.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't believe so. And I was thinking about that on the way in this morning. I was like, how did we... I've been to Mexico many a times. I've never seen a Mexican pizza ever. Why do we ruin things?
No, I don't think it's a ruin.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's not a ruin. I mean, I'm addicted to it. I'm not going to lie, obviously.
I just love... What I'm realizing more and more is I have a thing about crunchy food. I love crunchy food. Like, if you can find a way to make something crunchy, I'm like, you have my attention. I mean, even when I eat, like, soup and things like that, like, I always want crackers or chips or something in it to give
it
a crunch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the thing with the Mexican pizza. I'm like, this is awesome. This is, like, all the goodness. Oh. And then there's the extra added crunch.
Now you can get it tomorrow. 2 in a week. That's impressive.
I mean, gut bomb my... Not a good thing.
Big day, yeah. All right. 938-94 on Celebrity News is coming up next.
So, Tom Brady is getting a roast. Find out what streaming service is stepping up to do it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Netflix is getting ready to roast Tom Brady.
Really?
Yeah, I guess when he is done with his NFL season playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he is going to be putting himself forward in a new Netflix series of specials called The Greatest Roasts of All Time. So, Groat.
That'll be fun. The GOAT. It's funny that he's planning all this stuff, but he's not retired. Remember, he was retiring, then he was not retiring. He's going to play football, but now it's an endless list of things he'll be doing.
After
retiring. No kidding.
I mean, he hasn't announced he's retiring next year.
Right. So it leads you to believe that he's going in strong this year and maybe this is it. I thought it was really funny, though. One of the Netflix, you know, executives put out a quote. They're like, we can't wait to burn the three-time Super Bowl losing quarterback Tom Brady.
I mean, you'd have to hire all of his old enemies, right?
I think so.
Chiefs fans and stuff, because I feel like he's a hard guy to make fun of. I don't want to make fun of Tom Brady.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice man.
You should get, like, Cleet Blakeman in there, our local guy. That'd be fantastic. A referee.
Be nice to get, like, Giselle and see what she has to say.
Didn't Tom yell at Cleet once early in his career?
I think a couple times.
Like, he swore at him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That'd be a moment.
To have Tom Brady yelling at you. Like, imagine having Tom Brady's angry at you.
I couldn't imagine, dude. He seems very chill, and it just seems like a nice guy.
I know, when you just smile, like you'd be like, are you really yelling? This is so funny.
Right.
Nick Cannon is considering a vasectomy. So he put out a video saying that he went for a consultation, that he has guilt for not having enough time to spend with all of his children. Right now, Nick Cannon has 8 kids.
And so he has guilt that he can't spend his time with all his children. Wow, that's kind of sad.
Well, it's kind of a turnaround from before, where he was just like, as many as I can have, I'll have. And I think he's realizing, like, 8 starts to get like, and who are you? What's your name again? When's your birthday? What grade are you in?
And they're all not from the same mama, right?
No. Okay. Yeah.
That's the deal then.
He's got, I think his first kids were his 10-year-old twins, Monroe and Moroccan, with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey. He's got a 5-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter with another woman, 9-month-old twin sons with another lady, and then he had his son with another woman, the little guy who died of brain cancer back in December at 5 months old.
So he has 2 sets of twins.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of kids. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are joining the Yellowstone family.
Yes.
They're going to be doing a prequel, 1932, at Paramount Plus. So this is building off of 1883, which was a huge hit, and it followed the story of the Dutton family as they made their way to Montana and set up their Yellowstone ranch. This time, 1932 is going to take a look at that family during Prohibition, the Great Depression, westward expansion. It's going to, you know, have a lot to cover.
I do wish they had more of 1883. You know, it seems like there was so much more there that they could have ran with, maybe. I mean, they had some distance.
Don't spoil alert, but right. We know they can't. They wrote themselves into a corner. So
yeah.
No, I'm with you. I thought it was so good. I didn't want them to get to their destination. I didn't want them to get to their damn destination.
Sounds like a lot of them didn't, the way you tell it.
They didn't.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're going to be excited.
I want to watch it again.
So Taylor Sheridan, who's the prolific writer of all of these great shows.
Is the man.
Of Yellowstone and all of this. He has a series with your guy, Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
Another big name actor that they've attached to was a project called Tulsa King, which he'll play a mafia capo, Stallone, who gets out of prison after 25 years and starts to rebuild his life in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That sounds good.
You know, that'll be amazing. It'll be the mob.
Sure. A lot of broken bones. I love Sylvester Stallone.
He's your guy.
He's my guy. He's not the guy I'd kiss on the lips.
Who's
the guy
that?
I'd definitely.
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know. Give me a
You made
an
it
hour.
Sound like there was like a guy, like he's not
list.
That guy.
I don't know who I'd kiss on the lips as a guy. That'd be Ryan Gosling. I don't know.
So this Taylor Sheridan, who writes it, is also an actor.
Right.
And he's been in a bunch of episodes of Yellowstone, and he's actually been in a couple episodes of that 1883.
You wonder what Paramount Plus is paying him. I mean, he's really the guy behind it all.
Yeah. Oh, broke out vision here.
He's just...
Still thinking about that, who you'd kiss?
I am.
He's thinking of Ryan Gosling.
Well, who was your first kiss?
That was kind
kiss?
Of a quick draw. Ryan Gosling was right there. Just right out of the holster.
Right out of the hopper.
See, I'm
he's
all
like,
about,
I don't know, Ryan?
I'm all about good lips, full lips. So I'm trying to figure out who
now.
Would
so,
have
all
a...
right, so let me help you out. slide the Batman mask over these celebrity faces, and now we just isolate the lips and the jaw. Mm-hmm. Did you want a strong jaw with maybe some 5 o'clock shadow?
Listen to me. He's like, not as much as pillow lips. Pillow lips are way more my speed, dude.
Mm-mm. I know what I like. I like what
smooth.
I like.
Smooth.
So you want clean shaven?
Oh, yeah. Soft. Baby soft skin. Come on. I need it to be soft.
Why?
Full
Why
lips.
Do you need it to be? But what is it just that the bristle kind of turns you off?
I don't like the shadow.
On an all new Kiss in the Dark. Celebrity kiss. And you got to identify who it is.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
What?
You know what's funny? Because in the back of my head, that popped up. Because every single celebrity went through my head. And I'm like, Danny DeVito, that would be... I don't think that would be a good one.
No.
Give me some time.
You'd have to lean down.
I'll be back. Hey, Larry.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
There was a pretty cool Kentucky Derby win. 80-1 long shot. Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. This was a horse that wasn't even supposed to run.
80-1, you're not even supposed to win.
I think it's all fixed. See, when they put him in the starting booth, he was all cracked out. He was all...
Somebody was trying to wrangle the horse, and it was like biting the other horse.
The owners, he said he fainted before it got over the line. He didn't even see it. Because he was like, oh my God, to his dad. He goes, Dad, we're going to maybe make the board. And then they're like, make the board, we're going to win. Faint.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
I wake up every morning
with the Big Party Morning Show.
American Idol season finale's tonight.
Is it? All right.
Season 20 finale.
American Idol's changed so much since Simon has left. Everybody goes through. All you have to do is say, I lost a leg, and all of a sudden you got the golden ticket.
You're like, do you have the goods? And they're like, but I have a good story.
And then
like,
they go,
enough. Mm-hmm. You're like, that's shouldn't be. It's gotta
I was
be like,
born without bones. You are through.
He's singing from a bowl.
A big bowl.
I'm just a head in a fishbowl.
I don't sing so good, but I was born without bones.
You are amazing. You're going through.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just a fishbowl on a stand.
Oh,
we are horrible.
A moment like this. It's just my head is lying sideways on a stool with a wireless microphone in front of it.
A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime.
I can't wait to see Head live. That's the Head from American Idol.
Costume change. They put a tie on your bowl.
Oh, God.
We are horrible people.
Jeff was born without a torso and bones. His dream is to be on American Idol.
Hold on a second. He's getting ready for his country number. Switch out the tie and put in a lariat.
A bolo tie.
I sure hope you guys don't stand in the way of my dream.
You're going through.
I wish I could stand.
Golden ticket. You go to the finals.
You are amazing.
That's kind of what it's become.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
And we thank you, podcast. Don't forget, if you miss any portion of the show, we do a podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. But we got a brand new website you should check out. On there, we got steals and deals going on today. Started at 8. It's Wings and Rings over there on L Street. It's good stuff, man. It's like a great sports bar.
And you're getting $30 for only $15.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. And the max you can order, by the way, is 2. And the reason why I know this is I'm trying to order some.
Order 6.
He's like, I'd like 16 of these just for me.
I have some buddies that go there quite often for birthdays. They celebrate birthdays, and they've done it for years. So they're the ones that actually gave me the nickname Big Party. It's the Columbus guys. So they'll go there from time to time. And so I figured, hey, maybe I'll buy a bunch of them, and it'll be on me. But then I can only get 2.
God, is there anything better than wings, than chicken wings? Oh,
Jeff, that's why I was looking up the menu. I'm like, look at that.
Literally drowning it in ranch.
I read a review, and that's what someone asked. They said, do you know if their blue cheese or ranch is homemade? Because it's the thickest blue cheese they've ever had. I instantly was like, I must go.
Oh, my gosh, you're so food suggestible.
How many hours of your day are spent just
all day.
Looking at food?
All day. That's
thinking
my
about
porn.
Food. Planning food.
Oh, that is my porn. I just love it. I don't know what my deal is with my fascination with food, but I do love me some food.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more about the blue cheese. What?
No. I mean, I have thought of that many a times, eating wings in different establishments and wondering why do they water down their ranch.
Oh.
You know?
Look at you. You're a connoisseur.
What evil villain is secretly hiding in back watering down the ranch?
Making it stretch? Come on, man. You got to make this stretch.
That's like a Pixar villain.
Yeah.
He's watering down the ranch.
Well, sure. Seems like it. Excuse me.
Do you water down your ranch?
No, it's just homemade. This can't be homemade.
Is this homemade blue cheese?
I waited tables. You never did. You would have been the biggest wear out. Sure.
Oh, my God. This guy again with the questions.
Right? Hey, real quick. You're like, it's never real quick. This is the sixth real quick you've asked me. Another thing about that.
I know.
We could see you coming a mile away.
But at least you're not like a farm to table. Like, I will say,
you're not a snob.
God, no, I'm not.
You're definitely a food lover.
Yeah,
you're probably more genuine foodie than those like food snobs that like ask the waiter, like, where do you source your chicken?
I wouldn't slap that person. I think I guess you can't do that. You can't lead to violence, can you, Will Smith?
Right.
You know. No, I'm pretty easy. I need to know how big is it, right? I need to know
how much am I getting? Bang from a buck?
Generally, what's the popular thing? And then when I go to Jimmy D's, I need to know what Jimmy ate for lunch.
What did Jimmy eat?
Yeah, he should have that on.
Yeah, they ought to put it on the board.
Absolutely.
That would actually be a funny thing.
Is the owner's eating something that they love, then obviously, they know what they're picking.
The owner was back there in the kitchen, got all the sights and smells, and was like, that looks like the best thing today. Bam.
Yes. What did Jimmy eat? I'm going to suggest that. I'll be that guy now. Hey, I suggest you.
What did Jimmy eat?
Yeah, put on the menu.
Don't even tell me what it is. Just sit down and go, I'm having what Jimmy had. And they'll go, okay.
Yeah, that's
next
it.
Next thing, they put it out. It's like a...
You're like, did you water this down?
It's a fish with the eyeballs in it.
No.
This is exactly how he had it, right?
Do you water down your salsa? Okay, just one check.
I want the pre-watered down kind.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, of course you do, right this way. Had I known that you were that kind of customer,
I'll be
right back. I'm going to do a little something special.
Like the guy... Where is that?
I don't want to say which restaurant, but yeah.
Say which one. It doesn't matter. It's not local.
Well, it's a chain, and I can't remember the chain off the top of my head, but somebody relieved themselves into milkshakes. You're like, what?
That
kind of monster
will not bring all the boys to the yard.
No. This guy admits it. He's the manager.
One or two?
One.
Okay. One you can live with.
Can you?
Well, if you found out you just pounded down a shake and somebody was like, somebody won in that, I'd be like, oh, it did taste weird.
Ugh.
But two.
Well, two is a
whole
different.
I can't recover. I got to get a tongue replacement.
Oh, yeah. I still think.
Talk about your fecal transplant.
Yeah, it was in Washington.
Yeah, this was not local.
Yeah,
and it's
Arby's. Yeah. Jeez, why would you do that? You guys are... That's just wrong.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Started off with blue cheese.
Watering down ranch became
watering down milkshakes. Come on. And me being that guy. So that's probably what I've had, several watered down milkshakes. Anyway, go to channel941.com and get yourself some rings and wings. With the steals and deals. All right, $30 worth for 15.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.